guess who decided to record back-to-back episodes of What Would Will Smith Do on this gorgeous, 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 gorgeous day. It is Friday, April 21st, and it's Eid. E-I-D. Eid. Eid is the Muslim Christmas. So it's the bad guy's Christmas for those people who grew up non-Muslim. Kidding. Obviously, you guys don't think that Muslims are bad guys. So it's Eid. It's the day after the month of Ramadan where people don't eat and drink during the day, abstain from fucking during the day. Imagine I just talk like that all casual. So there's so many places I can go with that. So yeah, I don't want to go down that route. So anyway, so 1 month of no eating and drinking during the day, no fucking, and you get the point. Now it's a day to celebrate, and it happens to be a gorgeous day. Hasn't been this gorgeous in a while. So on top of that, my own personal life, last night I went out to see the movies. Wow, I wish I could talk. That's God. Please, God, please allow me to learn how to speak proper English. Yesterday I went to the movies to see The Covenant. Wow. Now that is an incredible movie. Jake Gyllenhaal just did an incredible job. His emotional scenes were just incredible. And I went with my friend Ray, who was with me in Afghanistan when we were translators, interpreters. And this movie is about the relationship between the covenant between a U.S. soldier and a interpreter, a local one, not a U.S. one. And it's just, I love a good Afghan war movie. Wow, do I love it. It's like I searched them. I searched for them, and this was just one of those great ones. And I'm without giving too much away, it's a lot like The Lone Survivor. But isn't that what blows my mind beyond anything is that you can go through life and it's all gloomy, it's all dark, and then I know intellectually this is gonna pass. I know that this is not permanent, and I know a lot of things you're aware of sort of on an intellectual level, but you don't feel it. And then something like yesterday happened where it was a perfect time to go. Just everything was perfect. The weather was beautiful last night. We went to this gorgeous movie theater in Orange County, like just huge movie theater, but no one was there. And I love a good movie theater. And it was just this movie was just incredibly beautiful movie theater. Great movie. Everybody in the theater was quiet. No one talked. And the best part is, or one of the best parts, was that I didn't even drink. I usually go to movies, have a little, one of those mini, not mini vodka bottles, but like the smaller size ones. But I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't. I enjoyed that movie so much, completely sober. And I went with my, like I said, good buddy Ray. And that hasn't happened in a while. We haven't linked up in a while. He's just, he is a family man, and he lives really far away in Temecula. And I live in Hermosa Beach, and that's like an hour and a half drive, 2 hour drive. So when this happens, it's just, you know what it is? It feels like the universe is saying, hey, it's not over yet. That's what it feels like. So you can go through shitty times and stuff, but don't give up. When somebody invites you to something, go for it, because you never know how beautiful it will turn out. Go with an open heart, open mind, and you never know. You honestly don't know. And So it's okay if things are not perfect in your life. It's okay if you go through a dark period, but at least allow those glimpses of light to enter. Allow yourself to be reminded that things will change. Huge recommendation. So anyways, that was a 5-minute, I don't know what that was. Not talking about stoicism per se, just my own personal life, because it's just such an awesome day. And then today, it's just a day where I'm just anxious to get stuff done, and I don't like this feeling. It's like, I don't know what to do. Should I go to the gym? Should I record a podcast episode? Should I, you know, I did my lecture notes for the boot camp. God knows, I pray I can get through those. There's going to be a lot of them. So I did that. I went to the gym. So I went to a doctor's office. You know, I haven't been to a doctor in a while. I have this cough that won't go away, keeping the neighbors in the room made up. So, yeah, so it's just one of those days where it's like anxious to get stuff done. I think I need to do the exact opposite. Sort of exciting right now, exciting times, just with the weather, and I don't know, just thank God I'm not at that job anymore. And, yeah, and business prospects, which God knows, I can't get my hopes up on that shit. But it's sort of like what Bill Burr was talking about in his podcast. He was saying his MotoGP experience was just incredible. He's a big MotoGP. It's the motorcycle racing fan. And he went to it. And it was just like he said, it was just like this incredible, amazing experience. It's, you know, I like to call it magical almost. A blessed experience, maybe, where everything just fell into place. He went to Joe Rogan's new comedy club, The Mothership, and and he said, like, that, you know, like he did a couple of sets, and like just everything, he ended up like got a chance to present the trophy to the constructor champion, and so it was sort of like that. It's just everything just sometimes falls into place, and it's just like you just have this amazing experience. And so I don't know what those things are, just I wonder what those times are when it's not like that, when it's just I don't know. So anyways, let's get back to the 50 rules of stoicism. And I don't even know what the next rule is. So I'm excited because I want to look up the next rule, and I'm excited to find out what that next rule is. All right, you guys ready for this? So excited. Not so excited. That's slightly exaggerated. I'm excited. You know, like, I don't know if I'm so excited. All right, here we go. Rule number 5, right? You guys ready? Ooh, okay. Rule number 5, value time more than money and possessions. Oh my God. These rules are just killer. They're just so damn good. First of all, the first rule should be there are no rules, but if you got to have a framework, if you got to have some sort of guidance in life, which like crutches, if you will, this is a good set of crutches, I guess, especially if you're like a business person, career person, these rules can help you tremendously, in my opinion. But value time more than money and possession. He's right. I just realized, like, sometimes I do get carried away with, like, oh, I cannot enjoy life unless I have money. And I cannot enjoy life unless I have that Tesla, because then I can go places, because I have this crappy Chevy Sonic right now. So valuing time, anybody can do. I believe that the greatest truth, the best things, whether we want to admit it or not, whether we realize it or not, whether we believe it or not, still holds. is always going to be something that's available to everybody. That has to be true. That has to be true because it's the signature of the universe. Because the sun shines on everybody, if you think about it. It doesn't shine on the good people. It shines both on Donald Trump and on, who's a good person? Let's pick Pete Holmes. He's a good guy. It shines both on Donald Trump and Pete Holmes. And and equally, not even like Trump gets, 80% and Pete gets 100. It's exactly the same, and it never changes. It's both get the same exact amount. It's the signature of the universe that it's equal, it's fair, it wouldn't be right if the one with possessions and money is loved more, enjoys life more. That is the one illusion that no one seems to be able to break. Whether even they say it or not, I feel like a lot of people would say, I know money doesn't buy you happiness. So many people say that, but do they really believe it? I mean, I'm using myself as an example. I say it. Do I really believe it? No. I do think that if I had a certain amount of money, I would be happier. And I think that the amount of money that I would like is just got to be enough to live where I want, travel where I want, do what I want during the day and not being forced to work for somebody else. Do the work I want to do. So if I want to record a podcast episode, I should be able to. So money allows you to do that. You have the luxury to do that. Travel where I want, like I said. Go to buy a good car. That's important. Like an electric car that has a dog mode where Checo can stay in the car while I go in the store. So Tesla has that. So I need enough money to buy a Tesla. Not because of nothing else for that. I don't even know if that's a dumb statement I just made. I don't even know. But I'm just letting my thoughts out. Let them just flow and then maybe catch myself. But what else? I want to have enough money to obviously be able to take care of myself and the people I care about in terms of healthcare. I want to be able to get also a car that can transport the people that I love all at once, a big vehicle. So what else? Oh, I want enough money to buy all the Under Armour gear I can get my hands on, dress how I want. So a nice wardrobe would be cool. Definitely enough money to have a good MacBook Pro. Those are things that I'm not gonna lie. Is that true though? That's where happiness will happen? Am I focusing on the wrong thing? Maybe a little, maybe not at all. I don't know. But I do know that valuing time has to precede that. Valuing time over money and possession has to precede money and possessions. Time, everybody has the same amount of time. Obviously that's not true. Obviously some people have more time than that. What I mean is everybody lives and dies. So meaning like everybody's time is sort of in that case equal. And without feeling guilty, without applying a toxic way of going about it, utilize your time wisely. So the way my current philosophy is, do whatever you have energy for. So don't necessarily force yourself to do something that doesn't feel right. You're forcing it. I feel like that's a mistake. I feel like a lot of good things happen sort of when you do things that are more natural. So, you know, if you don't have the energy to go to the gym, do you have energy to cook, which makes you maybe happy and it is a good thing? And do you have energy to work on your app? Do you have energy to work on your book? Do you have energy to... Okay, I'm back. That was my cousin. He said, keep recording while we have the conversation, but apparently he can't record and have the conversation or be on FaceTime at the same time. And now I gotta put two clips together because this app stops the other one. So, oh well. Anyways, let's just, I don't even know where I was at, so I'm just gonna go back to the Stoicism, the 50 rules of Stoicism, and rule number five. That's what it was, right? Five. Value your time more than money and possessions, which is easier said than done. I think that, well, some people, I guess, would be in the, would have the mindset, or would actually not do anything till they have money, if you will. As soon as they have money, they would go out and go places, but till then, they would sort of waste time. So that would be the what is a good word here? Something epitome. Something maybe that sounds like that, of this rule, if you will. So I'm sort of guilty of that. I think I would be a lot more active, I think. I don't even know if I had money. There's no need to say possessions, really. Money, let's just say money. So it's time versus money, really. And time, everybody can cherish. Everybody can make the most out of it, really. And even if you just spent, they call it quality time with your kids. Seinfeld has a bit on it where he says, I don't know why they call it. I'm not going to do the voice. Wow, that would be horrible. Some people should not try to... I'm not gonna do Jerry's voice. But he was saying I don't know why they call it quality time, because the best times are really when, you know, where you maybe get together, eat, you know, junk food together. So it's true. Like, quality time is not necessarily what we, the way we paint it to be, you know. And I think that's how many people, please think about this. How many people try to create quality time artificially? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's the most cringy thing you ever want to see. And I'm not going to lie. Here's one thing I'm going to say about white people. They do it. They do the cringiest stuff on the planet. And one of them is creating quality time. Hey, Checo. Hey, come on now. It's another dog. It's just so darn cringy when you try to create quality time. It's just like probably one of the cringiest things to experience is we're like, let's have a game night. And it's like, but it's so artificial. And it's like the laughter is artificial. Everything's artificial. And that to me is worse than a bad time. Honestly, a good time that's fake is worse than a bad time. So quality time happens when you're just going with the moment. I take my daughter, sometimes Boonie, to the store, and just out of nowhere, it just happens. Like, it's just like weird, random, like nothing's happening. I got a text saying Boonie needs to be picked up from school or whatever, like out of nowhere. And I go, and like next thing you know, we're driving, and that's just all of a sudden, like, I let her drive to the store, and we just have a great time, and it just happened. Yesterday to the movies just happened out of nowhere. Just go with it. So the quality time is all about really going with the flow, and focus on the current moment. But back to valuing time over money, I do realize this rule. I'm aware of this rule quite a bit, actually. There's every day I wake up to thinking about this rule at least once. And but it's, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not good at executing it yet. Like, I'm learning that part. Like, I think I do well. Maybe I'm too harsh. Maybe I manage it perfectly. That's also a possibility. Honestly, it could be anywhere from not good to perfect. I don't know where I'm at. But, like, I try to do the best I can with the energy I have, motivation I have, where I'm at. And I just try not to waste time if I can. Like, what's wasting time, really? Wasting time is when you're on Instagram being envious of others while you actually have the energy to record a podcast episode. That's wasting time. Wasting time is when you force yourself to take a nap, but you're not really tired. You sort of have energy to go for a walk outside. That is wasting time. The nap itself is not wasting time. That is not a wasting time activity per se. It's when something else feels more natural, then you're wasting time. So yeah, so just, it goes with this organic living. Live an organic, natural lifestyle. What makes sense to you? Don't try to be like others either, which I'm bad at. I should be doing this, I should be doing that. I see people over, especially where I live, they're so active. They're on their bikes, they're on their skateboard, they're on this, you know, they're surfing, they're doing this and that, and they're hiking and this and that, and I'm like, oh, I should be doing that, but that's not how you spend your time, doing shoulds. Value your time by being true to yourself and doing things naturally. Anyhow, maybe I'll stop here. Focus on your time. Don't let it go to waste. Like, because I know that some people, something like, for example, here's another example. This sort of, I already touched on it, but I'm going to say it again. When you're feeling down or depressed, there's moments when you do have energy to get up and do the dishes, or you have the energy to get up and do the laundry, or you have the energy to get up and create a TikTok or whatever, but you don't do it. You keep just laying there. Some artificial thought comes to mind. No, what's the point? I already laid down, already slept all day. So that's wasting time, in my opinion. Anyhow, peace out. Love you guys. I really do. Hope you have a beautiful day. And if you don't, that's okay too. If you're not having a beautiful day, that's okay too. So take care. Bye.